surgery on the wrong dude.
Yeah, they did brain surgery on the wrong dude. A patient in a hospital in Kenya is progressing well after a doctor mistakenly performed the brain surgery on him. The neurosurgeon who did the procedure and the CEO of the Kenyatta National Hospital in Nairobi were both suspended, according to the Guardian newspaper. There was a mix-up between one patient who needed to have a blood clot removed and another who merely needed medication for a swollen head. They let some of that swelling out. The hospital deeply regrets this incident. Or they said, here's the quote. The hospital deeply regrets this event and has done all it can to ensure the safety and well-being of the patient in question. He's in recovery and progressing well. The doctors came to the defense of the surgeon, who was suspended, saying the mistake took place, quote, because of wrong patient labeling by the ward staff. And this hospital's had a couple mistakes in the recent years and lawsuits and things, but cutting open somebody's dome and going to work in there when it's not the right dude. I mean, you would think when they start shaving your head, if you're just there for some swelling or something, they're just shaving your head. Maybe you're like, hey, wait, are you sure I need this? Kind of on a similar story, two surgical sponges were left in a woman's abdomen for 6 years, and this story's just coming out in the New England Journal of Medicine. 42-year-old woman went into a primary clinic in Japan saying she had bloating for 3 years. So they did a CT scan of her abdomen, and they showed two masses in there with strings attached to them. They said, well, there definitely shouldn't be any strings in there. So they decided to take a closer look, and they, oh, yeah, those you had a couple C-sections a few years ago. That's where those sponges are from. After the removal of the sponges, the patient's symptoms resolved, and she was discharged 5 days later. Now, here's where the two stories kind of maybe combine. You know, stuff left behind, operating on the wrong person and stuff. They say many hospitals in Japan, not all, but many, and clinics perform imaging of the abdomen before closing a surgical wound to ensure that no items are left inside the patient. It happens so many times, they gotta have a protocol on this. They say about a dozen sponges and other surgical instruments are left inside patients' bodies every day. This is the New England Journal of Medicine. This is, you know, here and stuff. In the U.S., resulting in around 4,500 to 6,000 cases per year of items being left in bodies after surgery. Approximately 70% of the items left in patients' bodies are sponges. The other 30% are surgical instruments such as clamps and retractors. The mistakes are considered so egregious, they're often referred to as never events. I would hope so. The category of surgical errors that includes operating on the wrong side, or the wrong site, or the wrong patient. They say there's a universal protocol that is being designed to address the risks of wrong patient, wrong site, wrong procedure, and wrong equipment. All of that information is vetted and validated with all the members of the surgical team, including the anesthesiologists and nurses working around the table. I sure hope so. They said, this is the part that gets me too, with all these mistakes going on. If there's music going on, or side conversations, or someone is on the phone, that doesn't meet their spirit of universal protocol. You know what I mean?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. They did brain surgery on the wrong dude.
Yeah, so if you're having a C-section or some brain surgery, just make sure the guy's not on the phone at the time.